the Seder night is a magical time. It's an opportunity to rekindle, for some, their relationship with God, their relationship with family, and their relationship with the Jewish people and its rich legacy. And as a parent, I believe the obligation and the responsibility is huge. How is it that we make the Seder a moment that's both educational, it's entertaining, and transformational? How do we do all of that? I wish I had a magic formula that I could say, do this, and it'll all be good. But I want to share with you what I believe is the most important message that I think has to come across at the Seder. Because if this message is not conveyed, and kids don't hear it, then the night was a loss. What is that message? I think that message that the kids have to hear is that God loves them. That's right. God loves them. Do I believe that that's the message of the Seder? 100%. Just think about what happens at the Seder. Think about what is the real celebration. The celebration is that after hundreds of years of suffering in Egypt, God took us out. But God also looked at us and said, you know what? You're actually not that good. And God still took us out. Why did God do that? Because God loves us. Because if you're a parent, you know this. You know that there are times where you just want to kill your kid. And yet, if somebody says something about them, you're going to stand up and be like, that's my kid. You don't talk like that to them. It's just how it goes. The message of Leil HaSeder is that God loves us. And I think that has to be such a prevalent point over and over and over again. Why did we leave Egypt? Because God loves us. What is it that God wants from us? God wants us to be His people. And because God wants us to be His people, God isn't going to let go of us. Think about Jewish history. We've suffered a lot. Yet God is still there for us because God loves us. And even though the Jewish people and the Egyptians might not have been so far off objectively from each other, halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah, they were all idol worshippers. But God says, I love these people so I can see the inner beauty within the Jewish people. It is really something truly remarkable. I think you could even suggest that that's what Rav Gamliel says. Rav Gamliel haya omer kol shlo amar shlosha dvarim elu lo yotze de chovato. Anybody that does not say these three things is not yotze Pesach. What is it that they have to say? Pesach, matzah, and maror. What does Pesach represent? Pesach represents the fact that God crossed over our houses and spared us. He didn't do that to the Egyptians. Why? Because again, God loves us. Matzah. God sent us out into the desert and we couldn't starve. So there was matzah. There was food that satiated us and sustained us. And then yes, in the end we say there is maror. There is bitterness. There are things that aren't going to go just right. But that doesn't convey the essence of the relationship. That's just part of life. Life is not perfect, life is not easy, and life doesn't go always as planned, and that's okay. Think about a relationship one has with a spouse. Everything isn't always going to be perfect. There will be moments of maror, and that's okay. So long as there is within the relationship the Pesach and the Matzah, the fact that you care about the person so much you would do anything for them. And the matzah, the fact that you want to make sure that they always have what they need to survive. If you have all of that, then you're going to be able to make it through those tough moments. There will be maror. It happens. It's part of life. But it, again, doesn't define the essence of the relationship. If our children, if our participants at our Seder can leave with one message, from the Seder. It has to be a message of love. A message of love of Hashem has for us. Love that we reciprocate to Hashem. And a love for family. It has to be a warm night. It has to be a loving night. That's what's going to bring people back year in, year out. Have a great day.